sort of map them in a interesting way that might inspire people to learn a bit about renewable energy and what they can do to sort of contribute to that, I guess. So the idea we came up with was, originally it was going to be like a sort of a game sort of thing with an augmented reality part to it. But what we ended up doing is going with sort of a more cut down solution, which was to harness the power of mobile phones, like their location data, and try and get information about the current location of that device and to see in what way at that current location could we possibly harness renewable energy. Say, for example, if given your current location and the current speed of the wind and the air density and all that stuff, how much power could you get from a, say, a wind turbine if it was at your current location? Just to sort of give people an idea of, you know, sort of a bit of an idea of how efficient renewable energy can be. Yeah, so because we had a limited set of data, well, we had data on the website, but that was mainly from the US. So what we wanted to do was localize it a bit. So we pulled in a lot of our data from the BOM and crunched some numbers to try and determine, you know, how much solar power you'd get for a particular area, or how much wind power you get for a particular area. We also wanted to implement some geothermal stuff, but we couldn't really find a lot of data for that. So as the bottom says with the problems, some of the granularity of the data was quite low. So we could only really get data that was around, say, weather stations and stuff like that. And another problem was, say, the BOM has lots of data, but it's not very consistent, and some of the data formats aren't that great. So the future, or some of the things we were talking about before we started, was that because the granularity of the data is so low, it would be good if, like, there was some device out there, say an Arduino device, for example, that people could, you know, carry around, or something that could be added to cell phones to sort of crowdsource some of the weather data across bits that aren't covered by weather stations and stuff like that. And another idea we discussed was trying to come up with sort of like an API or some sort of data aggregator that could pull in some of the BOM data and make it a bit simpler to process, so we could get some hopefully more useful or interesting data out of information out of the data we're gathering. So we have a few screenshots of what we managed to come up with in the short time. So we created an Android application that gives you an idea of the kind of energy output you could expect to get from a given latitude or longitude. So here's the latitude and longitude of Melbourne CBD, I guess. And you can see there's some data in there that says, so the current wind energy you could get given the environment, the situation of the environment around you, would be 754 kilowatt hours or so. Not totally accurate, but it was the best we could do given our knowledge and what we had on our hands.
Just one more thing to add. One of the problems we were trying to solve is the fact that the data, various data sources have various different granularities for the information they provide. So one of our challenges was, given your mobile location, how do we correlate the best amount of data we have for your geographical region? So that meant searching through various data sources with varying degrees of country, regional, municipality data, and pulling down the most fine-grained available information we have. And the other thing we considered was that perhaps part of the information we can provide to users is how little data there exists. So one of the first problems we tackled was why there was data for instance, a lot across North America, but not a lot of data for Australia, or not very accessible data. So one of the things is, if we can provide people with some information about, hey, here's some data that exists, but here are some gaps, maybe that can raise awareness so people are more informed and will demand that from their government officials as well. Oh, we also have the demo. It works.
Stop.